Now, if we can have the attention of the boys and girls and the younger folk, we're going to go on to look at some more of the things that God did for the children of Israel now that they had begun their journey to the land of Canaan. You remember last time how God performed that great miracle on behalf of the children of Israel when Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, decided that he didn't really want those people to go, but he wanted them to be his slaves. And so he came after them. He was going to capture them again, and he was going to bring them back into slavery in the land of Egypt. They came to the Red Sea, you remember, and then God performed that great miracle when he told Moses to stretch out his staff, his rod, over the waters of the Red Sea, and the seas divided. The children of Israel, you remember, went across safely. And then when Pharaoh and all the army of Egypt came after them, those waters closed back in again, you remember, and those Egyptians were drowned in the waters of the Red Sea. Now, the children of Israel, of course, boys and girls, now that they've come over the Red Sea, they're right out of the land of Egypt altogether, and so they now begin their journey through the wilderness, through the desert, until they will finally come to the land of Canaan that God has promised to give to them. And so, seeing they're in the wilderness, in the desert, now God is going to provide for them, and he's going to do that in many miraculous ways, through miracles as well, just as he had divided the waters of the Red Sea. First thing we're told about is this, that they've gone 3 days' journey into the wilderness, and of course in the desert there's very, very little water. The children of Israel had no water to drink, and they journey on for 3 days until they come to some water. And of course, when they see the water in the wilderness, they're really happy. They're really glad that they're able to have some water at last. However, the Bible tells us when they go to begin to drink that water, the water's very bitter. It's got a bitter taste about it. Whatever the taste was, we're not told, but it was a very bitter taste, so that they couldn't drink the water. What do you think they did? They turned on Moses, and they said to Moses, "It's your fault because we've come into this wilderness where we've got no water to drink. What are we going to do for water to drink?" And Moses, of course, did the right thing. He went to God, and he said, "Lord, you hear how these people are complaining because they have no water to drink. What am I going to do?" And God told him to do this. He said, "Moses, I will show you a tree, a certain tree, and you're to take that tree, you're to cut it down, and you're to throw it into the water. And when you throw the tree into the water won't be bitter any longer, but it will be sweet." And Moses did that, of course, and when he threw the tree into the water, and the children of Israel began to drink the water again, it had changed from being bitter water into sweet water, and of course they were glad. Now said God to Moses, "Tell the children of Israel not to doubt, but to obey me, to trust in me, and to follow me every day of their life." Well, they did that, but they only did it for a certain time, boys and girls. And then they began to be a bit hungry, or a bit more hungry than they thought they should be. And so again they complained to Moses, and they said, "Why didn't you leave us in the land of Egypt? We had plenty to eat in the land of Egypt. We had leeks and we had garlic." Now they liked those things, we mightn't like those things, but they liked those things. And they said, "We had plenty to eat in the land of Egypt. Why did you bring us into this wilderness so that we're going to die?" And again, Moses went to God, and again Moses said to God, "Lord, what am I going to do with this people?" And God performed another miracle. He sent in great swarms of birds, which were called quails, and they were able to catch these birds so that they had meat to eat. And then he did something even more marvelous than that, boys and girls. When they woke up the next morning, and when the mist lifted off the ground was covered with small, white, round loaves of bread. It was called manna. And God said to Moses, "Now tell the children of Israel that they shall have bread to eat every day all their journey until they come to Canaan at last. Tell them to gather the bread every night, every morning. Tell them to gather enough for one day, and when it comes to the day before the Sabbath day, tell them to gather 2 lots for the Sabbath day, because on the Sabbath day they're not to gather the bread." And so God provided them meat to eat with that, those flocks of birds. He provided them bread to eat every day. He performed miracles, you see, for them. And so they went on their way again. But again they came into a part of the desert which is called Rephidim, and again they thought they hadn't enough water to drink. And so back they came to Moses again, and they said, "Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt?" And again Moses went to God, and Moses said, "Lord, what am I going to do?" And then God really performed a great miracle through Moses for the children of Israel. He told Moses to take that rod in his hand again, and to go and to stand on a rock. And stand on the rock, said God, and strike the rock with the rod. And when Moses struck the rock with the rod, boys and girls, the rock split open. And out of the split in the rock, there came gushing water for the children of Israel to drink. And so God performed yet another miracle, so that they were kept, they were provided for all those journeys up to that point through the wilderness and through the desert. So God had promised that he would provide for them, and through these means he had provided for them time after time after time. So remember then that God was guiding the children of Israel through the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, but God was also providing for the children of Israel as well. And the great thing is this, of course, boys and girls, that all of those things that God provided for the children of Israel, they're really pictures again of our Lord Jesus Christ and how Christ would come into the world to save sinners. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ, like the manna, he called himself the bread of life. He says it was God that gave your fathers that manna, that bread in the wilderness. It wasn't Moses that gave it to them. It was God, it was my Father who gave it to them. And he said, "I am the bread of God that has come down from heaven." And then he also spoke of himself as being like water. He said, "If any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink." And so you see, just as those people needed bread to keep them alive and water to keep them alive, those are the most essential things, so our Lord Jesus Christ is saying that he's the one who keeps us alive. He is like bread and he is like water to our souls. And of course, remember this, very importantly, remember that the way that that water was given to the children of Israel was out of that rock when Moses struck the rock with his rod. And the Bible tells us, of course, that our Lord Jesus Christ was going to die on the cross in order to give his life, in order that we might live forever. And the hymn that we're going to sing, you know, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee." And that's really speaking about that rock that Moses struck in the wilderness so that the children of Israel could have that water to keep them alive. Remember again that everything in the Bible really points us up in one way or another to our Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the one that the Bible, the Word of God, is all about. So God now is guiding the children of Israel. He is providing for the children of Israel. And next time we'll see how God protects the children of Israel as they go on their journeys.